Okay, let's get into Shabbos Daf Tes. Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Tes. That's what we're up to. And we are on Ches Amud Beis in these exciting Dafim. Yesterday there was so much to talk about. And today we will continue. Yesterday we discussed, if you remember, Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, seeing the person in front of you, learning from one's grandchild, right? Ben Beno, learning from one's grandson, Rishu Ben Levi, right? That's how we got into some of these Ma'amari Chazal. Who just spoke about what you do on a Friday, and if you started something, when do you have to stop? So he was about to take a shower, go into the bathhouse, and he ran out, even though he had started already, and he went to, learn from his grandson. Then we spoke about the Bursaki, does he smell? No, it must be they just put on the clothes, they didn't actually do it. Then we spoke about the, Suda, if one has started. And what about some Amoraim that were davening and one stopped in the middle and said, how could you do that? Aren't you a hedyot? Again, a huge topic. Call me Shapatim and Adavim Oseo Nikra hedyot. When are you a hedyot? When is it an appropriate chumrah? That's an important discussion. And then we started discussing the last line, and that is, we said, Mafsikin l'kriyash shavein, Mafsikin l'tfila. And we said, what's the difference between kriyash and tfila? So we had a couple of suggestions, either daraisa derabanan, or the time is daraisa derabanan, or one requires longer kavana than the other one, and therefore that's the difference. So now we get into more than halfway down. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Shimon Bar Yochai. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan was much later than Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He did not hear it from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but often in Shas, Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. There must have been some type of specific Mesorah that went down from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai through the generations, and Rabbi Yochanan had the, was the recipient of that Mesorah, because he often quotes him. So Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Kagon anu sha'asukin b'talmud Torah, afilu l'kriyash me'in anu mafsikin. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, you know, me and my chevra, right, we are what's called, the Gemara here doesn't use that lashon, but I'll add it in, we are what's called tarasu umnaso. We don't stop learning for a second. We are in a different category than even the other Tanaim, as we'll see. Then certain other Tanaim, and surely the Amoraim, and therefore, we don't even stop for Kriya Shema, right? Our learning, we just go. We don't do a number of the mitzvos, right? We're Osek B'Talmud Torah, Afilu L'Kriya Shema, Ein Mafsikin. Even though normally, of course, you stop learning to do mitzvos. But let's just do the other side. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Al Garmei. Rabbi Yochanan said about himself. Rabbi Yochanan just quoted this in the name of Shem Bar Yochai. So Rabbi Yochanan now says about me, and Rabbi Yochanan was no slouch. Right? Kagon anu she'enon osik b'talmud Torah. We are not osik b'talmud Torah. What do you mean they're not osik? Of course he's osik b'talmud Torah. He's not osik b'talmud Torah like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He's not in that category. Afilu l'tfila mafsikin. We stop even for tfila. Remember the Mishnah gave a chilek. The Mishnah said don't stop for tfila and yes stop for Kriya Shema. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says we don't even stop for Kriya Shema. Says Rabbi Yochanan, we even stop for tfila. We even stop for tfila. And of course that is what we hold like. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan. But why? Because the principle is that Osek b'mitzvah, pater mit ha-mitzvah, pashup shat, does not apply to Talmud Torah. Right? If somebody is, usually we have the principle of you're involved in a mitzvah, then you don't do the other mitzvah. Right? The Gemara says if you're involved in the mitzvah of stucca and an ani and a hashavas aveda, right? You pick up an aveda, right? The fruit of the Rav Yosef and an ani comes to the door, you're pater. That's the principle of Osek b'mitzvah, pater mit ha-mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah are pater from sukkah. That's the Gemara in Daf Chafei and Sukkah. And there's a special Makoros that teaches that. But Pashup Shad of the Gemara in Moed Katan, Bavli Daf Tes, that does not apply to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you're Osek with Talmud Torah, you have to stop to do a mitzvah. You have to stop to do other mitzvahs. A mitzvah that cannot be done by others. Right? The Gemara says, Kan b'mitzvah she'ef shal asos ha'idei acherim, Kan b'mitzvah she'ef shal asos ha'idei acherim. And the Me'iri says explicitly in Moed Katan Daf Tes, Afal pi she'amru Osek b'mitzvah patam on a mitzvah, Ain Talmud Torah bechlal zeh. It's not included. Ironically, the mitzvah that's connected kulam, but ironically, it's not because your whole life is about mitzvah. So if you learn Torah, if you say it applies to Talmud Torah, then you never do the mitzvahs, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, his quality. But says the Me'iri, we don't posit that way. Elo b'mishay osik b'torah v'ira mitzvah liyado. If you're learning Torah and a mitzvah comes to your hand, im efshar lo osa mitzvah de'achir, if somebody else can do the mitzvah, ain lo levato leha. Fine, then don't be mevatelit. But im ef shaloi deacher im kagon shein sham roi la elahu oshi mitzvah hamutelis al gufo kagon lulav shofar kibud avaim kfuras hames mitzvah b'makam shein lo kovrim vidom mehem. Then you do the mitzvah. So that is That is the rule. And again, what's the svara? The svara is because then you won't do any mitzvahs. Right? That's the svara. The whole point of life is also to do mitzvahs. The problem is the sheet, and that's what we pass it like Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Afilu tila anu afsikin. The problem is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam's formulation in Hilchas Ishus seems to be exactly the opposite. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus is Berakhtes Nof Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, what if somebody wants to push off getting married a little bit? Because he's learning and he knows that once he starts getting married, he won't be able to learn as well. He won't be able to be as focused. Says the Rambam, Tesvav Beis. Vimaya Osik Batorah Vitarid Ba. If the Rambam is, if a person is Osik Batorah, Vayim Misyari Milisa Isha Kadesh Elo Chiyichak Mimizonos, Vivatam Ben HaTorah, he wants to push it off in order to focus on his learning because he knows he'll have responsibilities, right? When he gets, he's read the Ksuba and he realized that the Ksuba says it's the husband's responsibility to support the wife. Yes, that is what it says in the Ksuba. Hareze Mutur Lesacher, right? One can delay. One can delay. Why? Why can one delay? Osik b'mitzvah, patam b'mitzvah. V'kol shekein b'talmud Torah. That's the language of the Rambam. He says, he applies osik b'mitzvah to Torah, and he says, kol shekein b'talmud Torah. It's exactly the opposite. The Me'iri, the Pashas of the Gemara. Right? The Shulchan Aruch, interestingly, this is a fascinating, chiluk. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. He always quotes the Rambam. So he quotes the Rambam, but he leaves out those last four words. Those last four words he can't, he leaves out because, right? Mutter lehis acher. He leaves out, not the last six words, I'm sorry, the last six. He leaves out that whole last line. Okay, I'll take your halacha, but I'm not quoting Osik b'mitzvah. He's very uncomfortable, right? Mutter lehis acher. So many different pshatim of what the Rambam, what are you applying Osik b'mitzvah for by Talmud Torah? Pasha doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. So the answer that a number give based on the Gemara that we're about to get up to, a number of Achronim, quote this, based on, we have this in the Yerushalmi in Brachas also, a little Lashona like this, and that is, Osik b'mitzvah, upon the way, it applies to Talmud Torah. Meaning, if you're learning Torah, you can't stop to do a different mitzvah. But, generally, if you don't stop to do another mitzvah, that would be anti-definitional to your Torah. Because Torah has to be defined as lumod amanaz lasos. And if it's not amanaz lasos, then it's not lumod. And therefore you're not learning properly, and therefore there's not osik b'mitzvah. Fundamentally, osik b'mitzvah, fundamentally, even by Talmud Torah. And therefore, if you're pushing it off is not anti-definitional. Like, I'm gonna get married, I'm just gonna push it off because I feel like my Torah would be better. Right? I need to learn now. So that's not a violation of undermining my Torah, and therefore you can push it off. Or there's a language of the Marachar Zarua that people are learning in yeshiva, bachurim, and they want to push it off. So they're push off certain mitzvahs. So if there's a certain time of one's life that learning takes precedence, so then you can push off certain mitzvahs, in context. But it's all about the definition. It's all about the definition. Your Torah has to be defined as, that's the Marachar Zarua, Kuf Pei Gimel. So we don't pass it that way. But the Marachah Zeruah says, your years in yeshiva, you're part of our mitzvahs. So what's the svara for that? Because now is the time to intake. Now is the time to grow from within, and not doing other mitzvahs is not a violation of lumod amanaz lasos. Right now is the time for lumod. But other times, the regular, most of us, you know, if we don't do a mitzvah, that would be undermining to the definition of our learning. And therefore, it wouldn't be lomod, and that's why you wouldn't be osik b'mitzvah. But fundamentally, osik b'mitzvah, patur mitzvah, does apply to Talmud Torah according to that approach. Good. Again, some of the Gemaras that we had today's daf we had in Brachas also, so we'll be repeating some of the ideas. So here we go. So we have machlokas, so to speak, not really, but just a different mitzvahs. Rav Shimon Yochai, Tarasu Naso, he doesn't do a lot of the mitzvahs. And Rav Yochanan says that no, we stop to do the mitzvahs. Oh, just one more, just to mention. Again, there's so much here. Right? Remember, there is a custom out there that is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that says, oh, I can learn instead of Shalosh Shodes. Ever hear that? I can learn instead of Shalosh Shodes. So the Shlish says, yeah, I learn instead. So where does that come from? So you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch quotes four different opinions for Shalosh Shodes. What do you need to have? Four opinions. Okay, that sounds good. Day number one, bread. Day number two, mizonos. Day number three, chicken and fish. Day number four, fruit. And the Shulchan Aruch says, v'rishon iker. Right? The first opinion is Iker, you should have. So you had four opinions. Doesn't say number five. There's no opinion about learning. So where does that come from? So that comes from a Magen Avram in Hilchos Pesach, where the Gemara says, like this coming year, we have Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos, and you don't know what to do with Shalosh Shudis on, you have to have Shalosh Shudis by 9 o'clock in the morning, right, on Erev Pesach, so what do you do? So in that context, the Magen Avram quotes, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Chaverav, used to learn instead of Shalosh Shudis. So, that's the context. So, okay, you learn instead of Shalosh Shudis. So number one, that's only quoted on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, in the context of this unusual case of Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. Now, it doesn't, right? Number two, he didn't do a lot of the mitzvahs, like we just said in the Gemara. Can't bring any rayas from there. Can't bring any rayas from there. So, you know, that's, and other rayas as well. But again, that's a related, that's not something to rely on. We do not rely on it. And even if a shul has a shear between Mincha and Ma'ariv, because that is the best time to get the people to learn, so one has to make sure to put in the announcements, please eat Shalosh Shudis before coming to the shear, before coming to Mincha. Again, what people do is their prerogative, but one at least has to have that as a din, as a lechavchila. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Dein Kedaiti V'Dein Kedaiti. So each one of these great men went following his opinion. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan said, tefillah is very important. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai focused on Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Kedaiti Rabbi Yochanan Amar, remember from Brachas. Halavai Mispalan Kalayom. Halavai, a person should daven all day, Rabbi Yochanan said. But he said that to say if you're davening and you remember that you davened already, Tfilas Adava. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's more flexible. Lama, Shein Tfilah Mafsedes. There's no Tfilah that's lost. The Karban Ha'eda has another girsa. Ein Tfilah Mafsedes L'divrei Torah. Don't think Torah is less, tefillah is less than Torah. See the Karban Ha'eda, fourth wide line. Shaydei ribui tefillah, terasa mishtameres. Actually, your Torah is helped by your tefillah. Proper tefillah is like a good container for the Torah. Kamo sha'amru, chatzidim rishonim. Lakein hefsek letefillah, number one. Number two, inami, ain't shum hefsid im yispala kalayom derech nadava. Not comparable, but just to know, tefillah is very valuable. And therefore, stopping for tefillah is looked on positively. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochai kedaita, he holds like his opinion of the purity and the strength and the intensity and the focus on Talmud Torah. Rabbi Yochai Amar, ilu avina ka maltura de Sinai. If I was at Har Sinai, b'shaita dis yahavis arisa li Yisrael, if I was at Har Sinai at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, I would have asked Hashem to do something. Havina misbi kumirachman, I would have asked Hashem, the ispri lahade labar nasha train pumin. Could you please give people two mouths? That would be much better. Not to talk to out of your, you know, one side of your mouth, one side of this side and that side. Two mouths. Chadievi loy barai. So one of them, Talmud Torah, so you don't have to stop for a second. You can learn every second of your existence. One. And the other one for everything else. The chadi savin koba kol sorchi. And the other one for everything else, including davening. Including davening, including, right, Yasabo called Sarcho, right? So you see from there that he's focused on Talmud Torah to the exclusion of everything else. The Gemara does continue and say that he changed his mind. Chazar v'mar, ma in chanu les alma yachil konbe. But then he's realized, even with one mouth, we can't exist. Min diltaria delay. We say so much Lashon Hara and Rechilus with our one mouth, you know, that, so ilohavin trin alachas gala v'kama. So two would just make it worse. Right, so that's the amazing chazal about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes this in Pirkei Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah on his commentary on Pirkei Avos, which Mishnah would you have guessed? Yeah, the first Mishnah, first Perek. Kol Yomai Gadalti Ben HaChachamim V'Lamaseh Zeguv Tov Mishtika. Right, being quiet. So Rabbeinu Yonah summarizes the Rambam on that Mishnah that says one has to be very careful even about what one says about non-Torah ideas. One has to know. And he quotes our Yerushalmi, which again also appears in Brachas. Wow. So that's the Rabbeinu Yonah, but again, this is a great Yerushalmi, a lot to say about it. Again, it reflects what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai thinks about Torah. Remember, he's the one, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the one that argues with Rabbi Yishmael about Torah, so, right, do you split? Do you say Torah Derech Eretz? right? Brachas Lamed Hey in the Bavli, or no, Matehei Aleah on Torah, so just learn Torah and, your work will be taken care of from you. He's the one in Pirkei Avos who says, Umafsik mi Mishnaso, that's Rabbi Shimon, right? Arizim is Chai Benafsho. There's a lot, about the Torah of Rav Shimon Bechai, but there's a lot about his love of other elements as well. We had a shiur about this a number of years ago. His Torah, his love of Torah, his love of Am Yisrael, his love of Eretz Yisrael, but not for now. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Vayter. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah. Asin, Rabbi Yochanan, Kor Chananya, Ben Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Chananya, Ben Akiva. Ditani, Kosei, Saran, Tzilin, Mezuzos. If one is in the noble profession of being a sofer, says the Tanakama, Mafsikin L'Kriya Shvim, Mafsikin L'Tfilah. If you're writing Sifrei Torah, you don't have to go daven. You don't have to stop in Davin, right? You're writing Sifrei Torah. You're writing Kisvei HaKodesh. You have to stop for Kriya Shema for one of the three reasons we said before, right? D'Oraisa, or the time is D'Oraisa, or you don't need so much time to stop. Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva Omer, Kishem Shemafsikin L'Kriya Shema, Kach Mafsikin L'Tfilah, Ulutfilin, Ulashar Kol HaMitzvah Soseh Shal Torah. Right? And that's Rabbi Yochanan, and that is generally what we hold, in terms of, the Hamon Am, what we say. Says the Gemara, I already gave the answer to this in what we are our introduction before, but now the Gemara says, "V'lomodi Rishim Bayachai Shemafsikin Laso Sukkah Laso Lulav." Rishim Bayachai didn't shake a lulav, right? He just learned all day. He didn't shake a lulav. How is that possible? V'les later Rishim Bayachai halamed almanas lasos v'lo halamed shelo lasos. Doesn't he hold of that? That's where the Achronim get that idea from that I mentioned before. Doesn't he hold of lomod almanas lasos? That's how it has to be defined. And if he doesn't stop to do mitzvahs, then it's not lomad abanas lasos. Shalomi shlo lasos noach lo ilo lo nivra. If you learn without kavana and not interested in doing the mitzvahs, it's better that you aren't created. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, halomi shlo lasos noach lo ilo nefcha shil yaso apanav lo yaso lo olam. You should have died in childbirth if you want to just learn and not do mitzvahs. Right? So how is it that Rabbi Yochanan, that Rosh Hashanah didn't do all the mitzvahs? He didn't stop for anything. For Kriya Shema, for Tefillah? Answer. Time of the Rishim Bayachai, Zeshinun v'Zeshinun. No. When he said you're not Mevatel of certain other mitzvahs, it's mitzvahs of Dibur. It's mitzvahs of Dibur. Like for Kriya Shema and for Tefillah. So his learning is on the same level as Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Of course for Maisa mitzvahs, you can't substitute. Vein Mevatel and Shinun b'Fnei Shinun. We're not going to stop one type of Dibur connecting to Hashem through Dibur for another type of connecting Hashem through Dibur. If he's connecting to Hashem through Dibur, right, through, remember, he learned 12 years straight in the cave, right, that type of learning, that intensity, he doesn't have to stop for Kriya Shema Tefillah. It's just a substitute Dibur connection. But Lulav and Shofar, that of course, Rabbeinu Yonah on Brachas quotes this Yerushalmi. Rabbeinu Yonah, Daf Tes and Brachas, Daf Tes and Mabez, and Daf Arif, quotes this Yerushalmi, as the answer. So that's why he didn't stop. But again, that line is the approach of many Achronim. Of course, Lasos. And how do you explain the Rambam? It applies. The problem is it won't be defined as Osik B'Mitzvah, Osik B'Torah, if one doesn't stop. Interesting, we have these Chilukim between Kriya Shema and Tefillah in the Melech HaShlomo, one of the Achronim on the Mishnayos. Melech HaShlomo on the Mishnah, he says, you're right, even if one says that one stops for Kriya Shema and not for Tefillah, once you stop for Kriya Shema, you would be allowed to continue and stop for Tefillah. That just means you can't stop just for Tefillah. But if you're stopping for Kriya Shema, then Chazal or Misakein, Kriya Shema, Kodem, Smichas Gubel Tefillah, as Kriya Shema, as a lead-in to Shmona Esrei. V'nirli Nez Daiti, he says on our Mishnah, D'davka Hafsaka L'Tefillah L'Chuda, Hu De'eno Chayiv L'Hafsik. Avali boy le mifsak le kriyashma inachinami da agaba de kriyashma mispalo gamkein vahader la avidite vahainu de tader tani lemisti. That's why it says again in the Mishnah vein mafsikin litfila vlo tani bekitzer vilo litfila. Why does it say mafsikin le kriyashma vein mafsikin litfila? Just say mafsikin le kriyashma vilo litfila. What is it? Velo mafsik l'tfila. It's to emphasize, don't be mafsik just for tfila. But if you're doing Kriya Shema, klomar, hafsaka miyuchedas, sheish l'tfila hu de'eno chayev, aval agav Kriya Shema, kula chada hafsakahi, v'yispala gamkein kodem v'yachsov limudo, ola sudasa, ola mlachta, ola dinav. So that's the Melech HaShlomo, again, reflecting the connection between Kriya Shema and tfila. We continue. Says the Gemara, so what did Rav Shimon Bayachai just say? For a mitzvah of Dibur, like Kriya Shema and Tefillah, you're not mafsik. Because my learning is just like on the same level as Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Vatanina, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos? Hakore mikan ve'elach. Remember, if you say Kriya Shema after this man, say Kriya Shema after this man, lo ifsid, you don't lose anything. You don't lose anything. Ka'adam shukari batara. It's like someone who's being kari batara. So what does the Mishnah compare? The Mishnah Brachos compares Kriya Shema la'achar zman to learning Torah. What do we mashma? Kriya Shema b'toch hazman must be even better than Torah. Habo nasa chavivi yosim nidivrei Torah. Kashan Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Right? What does the Rav Shimon bar Yochai just say? My learning, I don't stop for Kriya Shema or for Tefillah because it's comparable. No. From the Mishnah Brachos, it sounds like as Kriya Shema after this man is equal to Talmud Torah. But it must be Kriya Shema during this man. It's even better. It's even better than Talmud Torah. Answer, some have the gears of hihi. No, it doesn't really mean that it's better. It's the same. Amar Reb Yudin, Reb Shimon bar Yochai, al yedei shehaya tadir b'divrei Torah, lefichach eina chaviva lav yosem b'divrei Torah. Because his Torah was, what is tadir? Tadir means more common, but more common might mean more intense, more deep. If you look at the Karbana Eda, he has a different girsa. He says, Al Yadeshaya Chadud, it was sharp. Meaning the quality of his Talmud Torah was different than the average Jew, even in his generation. But Ayadeshu Chadud, look at the Karbana Eda, Shayadivrei Torah Chadudin Befiv, the Chidesh Bem Tamid, constant newness, Hayachaviv and Yosem Kriya Shema. So his Torah, so one answer is his Torah. Amrebi Ba Mari, Lo Taninan, a different answer. Lotanin, answer number one is, don't compare his Torah to other Torahs. Rabbi Bamari says, another different answer. Lotanin and Elakadam Shu Kari Batorah, don't make that diuk of, outside its time, it's like Torah, and inside its time is even better. Don't make that diuk. Say, outside its time, it's like learning Torah. But inside its time, it's like learning Mishnah. Right? And that diuk, and he learns Mishnah and Gemara all day, and therefore that's comparable. Habo Nasa Kamishnahi. Right? In its time, it's like the learning deeper, not just learning, the Ksuvim, but learning deeper the Torah Sheval Peh. And Rishimim Bayachai Kedaite, Rishimim Bayachai follows his opinion, Rishimim Bayachai Amar, Hosek B'mikra, Mida V'Shein V'Ein Amida. Right? If somebody's Osek B'mikra and not deeper than that, then that's good, but it's not the best. Meaning, Mishnah meaning on a deeper, Torah Sheval Peh is even on a deeper level. V'Rabbanan Ad Mikra K'Mishnah. The Rabbanan who argue say, no, there's no difference between Mikra and Mishnah regarding this. And therefore, learning outside this man is like learning anything. And therefore, the diak would be learning inside this man would be even better. Again, learning Tanakh is something crucial. You know, what's the definition of a Talmud Chacham according to Chazal? We say he's a huge Talmud Chacham. What's the definition of a Talmud Chacham? It's a Rashi. It's a Rashi in Parshas Kisisa. Rashi says explicitly, Rashi Kisisa, remember the Rashi on Kechaloso, Kechala by the Luchos, Kechaloso, and Rashi says there, Kechaloso, Dover Acher, Makala Miskashetes, Be'esem Ba'arba Kishut, and just like a Kala wears 24 beautiful pieces of jewelry, Hein Amur and Besefer Yeshayahu, they're listed in the third paragraph of Yeshayahu, Av Talmud Chacham Tzorach Lios Baki, Be'esem Ba'arba Sfarim. Rashi says, to be a Talmud Chacham and to be a Baki, in Ksos and Nesivis. Doesn't say that. So it's in the Sefer says, great. But Baki B'chav Da'al Svarim, that's step one. Mikra, Mishnah, right? When Rav Chaim Kadiyaski made a Siyam HaKol HaTzorah Kula, that included Tanakh. Right? That was part of it, right? A number of Achronim, the Maharal and others say that. We don't know. We don't know. The Chavetz Chaim in the beginning of Hazinu, when the Chavetz Chaim Ala Torah talks about the need. He says, most people out there don't know Psukim. And he said, and that's what's finite. Torah Shel Peh is infinite. Okay, Torah Shel Peh, one needs to focus on, but to study Tanakh and to focus, one has to study it properly. One has to study it, then there's plenty of ways to study it properly with Manazeh. There's a tzlach. The tzlach in Brachos, on Daf Chav Ches, bemoans the fact that most of the Tanakh teachers in his day, 250 years ago, you know, were not ma'aminim, and they taught it in a, heretical way. Right, what it might be called, right, look at learning it in an inappropriate way. And there's plenty of Bible criticism or anything else out there. But, you know, there's plenty of way, you know, the Radak thought it was important to learn Tanakh. Right, my Rav Pam told my father-in-law, who was his doctor, when I finally asked him towards the end of his life, you know, you have any things that you look back on in your life and think that you did differently, wish differently? He says, I wish I had taught more Tanakh with the Malbim. That's what he said. That's what he said. Tanakh with the Malbim. So again, we have to recognize that Tanakh is a major area. So yes, there's different, like he says here, Mida Vein Amida. But at least we should be the Mida Vein Amida for Shem Echai. That's also a level. Okay. A lot more, but we continue. Says the next Mishnah, third Mishnah here in Masechah Shabbos. Lacha Gimel. Well, why was the previous Mishnah there? Because of this Mishnah. Well, don't do things before Mincha. So here, don't do things before Shabbos. A tailor should not go out with his needle right before Shabbos because he might forget, because he always has it. He might forget and go out with it. It's like just part of who he is. As we'll see, maybe it means put it in his clothes. Or a scribe with his quill, even though that's a little bigger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, what's the chiddush of this line? Even though it's a little bigger, so you might say he's going to remember, right? A quill is bigger than a needle. No, still he shouldn't. Two other separate halachas. Do not check your clothing for lice or bugs or read either of these to the light of the candle. Because if you need to check, you're checking someone using the light, then you might come to, you know, the candle might start going out, and therefore you might move it. And if you move any type of candle with oil in it, that's either going to cause Mavir or Mechabe. Either you're going to make it better or worse, and that either both of those are malachas. The MS, we'll see what the MS means. Halacha Moshe Sinai. Hachazan Roi Meichat Tidachas Karin. A Rebbe or a Gabbai who is not really using the candle, but it's the children using the candle, he's allowed to check how the kids are reading, because we're not choshes that he's going to move it. Avalu lo yikra, he shouldn't read, he shouldn't learn from the candle. Again, as we said, avalu yikra. Kiyot sebo, similarly, when we have gzeris, lo yochal azavim azavim v'nehergal avera. Azav and azava who are not allowed to be together, as we know, two of the mechusrei kapara, should not eat together because hergal avera, surely, as the Karban Eda says, surely a tahor with a zava or a tahora with a zav also. But even a zav and a zava should not eat together because of hergal avera. What does together mean? So, we'll see. Says the Gemara, lo yetzi achayt b'machto, samach lecha sheikha shemisha v'yetzi v'chulu, tani, lo yetzi achayt b'machad shebekelov. What the Mishnah means is not carrying. We don't think he's going to carry it, but he's going to put it in his clothes. Because a chayit always has the needle in his clothes. Maybe to show everybody that that's what he does. The quill on the ear of the scribe, because he's going to forget it there. Or a dyer, D-Y, right, used to take swatches of begadim to show people. So he also used to put that on his ear. So these what shouldn't be taken out. Or a money changer with certain types of coins that he used to use. So in all these cases, the Bryce says he shouldn't go out. Remeir though says, if they did go out like this, it's only going to be Nisad Rabbanan. Anyway, because they're not carrying it in the normal way. It's not normal to carry things on top of your ear or a needle in your clothing. So unbelievable. Remeir says, even though this is normal for them, but so because it's not normal for most people, that's why it's only going to be Nisad Rabbanan. So the Chiddush of Remeir that Chazal were gozer, gzera l'gzera, right? They were gozer, don't go out with this like this, because you might come to do this, which itself is a Nisad Rabbanan. Right, so that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Uma Derechun Maso Chayim. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, if they would do this, that's a Nisad Daraisa. Right, an Uman, if I would carry the needle in my clothing, that's unusual, that's a Nisad Rabbanan. But an Uman, somebody who always carries his needle there and his pen, and so then that would be Chayim. Hashar Kol Adam Yosef Mekach. Right, other people could go out, Mida Daraisa with it. Says the Gemara, Michlova Shitasi de Rabbi Meir, we're going to have a Stira in both Shitas. First, a Sibur and Rabbi Meir Shita. Because the Brisa just says here that Rabbi Meir holds that if you go out, you're patur. But Tadina Taman, we learned later on, the Mishnah says that if a woman goes out with a pin, not a pin like a decorative pin for jewelry, that's part of her begadim, but she goes out with a non-decorative pin. If a woman goes out with it in her clothing, Yatas Chayev Es Chadas, Rabbi Meir. So there, that's talking about Stama woman. Stama woman goes out with a needle in her clothing, Chayav Daraisa, V'ko Amar Hachin, and here in the Braisa, our mayor says that no, it's only Nisad Rabbanan. So if a person goes out with a needle in their clothing, Rameir says in the Braisa, Asad Rabbanan. In the Mishnah later on, Daraisa. Rabbi Mana Amar Lastam, Ramana gave the answer anonymously, Rabbi Avon, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Taman Derech Hotzah Bin Nashim. No. For women to go out with needles in their clothing, that's normal. Normal for them to do that. It's not jewelry because then it would be totally mutter. It's a case of it's not jewelry, but it's normal for them to carry things like that. And that's why for them it's going to be mutter. And it's a whole population. It's women. It's not like the Gemara says elsewhere, like a couple people do unusual things. It's a whole population. But, says the Gemara, here tefillin, which means just beginners. Beginner tailors wear their needles like this. The professional experienced tailors don't need to put their needle there. Everybody knows that they're tailors. So basically, Reb Meir holds, normal, not normal. Over there we're talking about a case of normal women, and over here not. So that's Reb Meir. The Rabbanan, meaning Reb Yehuda Shita, is also a stira. What did Reb Yehuda say in, our, in this brisa right here? Reb Yehuda says, an Uman is going to be Chayef. An Uman is going to be Chayef. But the Tanina Taman, the Mishnah over there that we just quoted says, Vachachamim, who we hold as, think is Reb Yehuda, Potrin, Reb the Chachamim argue on two of the cases that Tanakama spoke about. Potrin, Bekovelos, Ubeslocha, Shapayatin. The Chachamim say if a woman goes out with a spice bundle around her neck or a bottle of something that smells good, you know, they say that's an Issa Durabanan. But this Chachamim, which is Reb Yehuda, would agree, Havmacha Nekuva Chayev, but they would agree with a Macha Nekuva. If she goes out with a needle that's meant for function, not for jewelry, Chayev. So what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah there seems to hold that by all people, there's going to be an Issa D'Oraisa for a needle in a clothing. While in our Braisa, he says only Uman. Uman Derech Umnaso. So, how does he work with our Braisa? Answer, Amar Yosi Bar Avun, Tiftar Be'isha Gadeles. No. When he says over there, Chayev, that's talking about a woman who is like a hairdresser, who always uses the needle. So again, it's an Ukimta. It's normal over there. But generally, it's not normal for most people, and therefore, it's only normal for an uman. Only normal for an uman. Below, again, let me show maybe 30 more seconds. V'lei falas kelev l'araner v'chulu, not to, one is not allowed, the Mishnah said, to check for lice, one's clothing, by the candle. Afilu b'chol asur b'shein adera kovet. Even on a weekday, it's asur in public, because it's disgusting. It's disgusting. You're like taking your lice off in the middle of the street, right? It's disgusting. I saw one of the achronim in the back. The Shvivei Ar says, you see from here that sometimes if the Gemara says the word usser, it doesn't mean mamish usser. It means mitzvah chasidus, right? Because here, what is usser? No, it's not just not appropriate. Not there a covered. Tzni, you know what? Let's stop here. Let's stop here by Tzni. We'll have to stop because it gets into the next sugya of the Shem. We will continue.